Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. It's been a little while since I've done a rundown of new releases, so that's what I'll do in this episode, with some dance punk, some country folk, and a rarity from a New Zealand icon. First up, a Wellington trio, Thought Creature, a band with a real knack with the bass line, topped with some post-punk surf guitar and vocals that are, well, more yelped than sung. They've been around for a while, releasing a self-titled EP in 2005, but now they've put out a debut album called Teleport Palace that's gaining them some well-deserved attention. Here's Your Telepathy. Next up are Luke Munn and Campbell Birch, who together form the duo The Ribbon. They utilise electronic instruments and guitar to create songs that build from minimalism to the dance floor. They have two songs available for download on their MySpace page. I've put a link to it on countingthebeat.blogspot.com. Here's The Field.
Glass, you cut in the lines.
Christchurch singer-songwriter Flip Grater has just released her second album, The Be All and End All. I'm a real fan of her debut, Cage for a Song, which showcases her ability to write quiet, folky material and PJ Harvey-type rockers. But this second album, she tones down the rocking to brooding, while retaining the country folk feel, and what you end up with is a much more coherent and I think stronger album. Take a listen to this. It's called I See Cold.
It's deeper than a puddle, deeper than a puddle, a puddle. In your mind is calmer than a killer, calmer than a killer, a killer. Wait until I come down. Wait until I come down. Come down stream. Wait on. Wait until that day. Wait until that day I let you leave.
Flip Grater. I've posted the video for the first single off that album, Ring Around the Rosie, on countingthebeat.blogspot.com. One of the most stunning releases of the year to date has to be Tells You to Fight by Renee Louise Carafici. It's out on Monkey Records, and you can pick it up from their website, www.monkeyrecords.com. It's an autobiographical song cycle detailing Renee's descent into anxiety, depression, and hospitalization a few years ago. It can be a harrowing and somewhat voyeuristic listen, with songs like Asylum, Escape Song, The Girl Saint Sufferer, and Song for a Cruel German Psychiatrist Woman. And then there's this, an ode to the hypnotic sedative drug, lorazepam. Closing the episode are New Zealand icons The Clean. I was too young to see them perform in their early 80s heyday, but I have seen them live a couple of times since, and they're incredible. That's captured on their new album Mashed, which was recorded on their 2007 New Zealand tour. But I'm not going to play something from that. Instead, I've got a rarity for you, an early live recording. There's a link to it on countingthebeat.blogspot.com. From November 1981, at the Rumba, here's The Clean with It's Too Late. It's too late now for you. I'm Chris and you've been listening to my show Counting the Beat, which I produce for Waiheke Radio. In this episode we heard new releases from Thought Creature, The Ribbon, Flip Grater, Renee Louise Carafiche, and a rarity from The Clean. You'll find more information, links to the artist's sites and videos at countingthebeat.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening, everybody.